I really think it was some kind of divinely guided interference, you know, that this thing came across my table, because otherwise, I mean, no other geek than myself, I think, would have reacted. He says, NATO has called for a crisis meeting in Brussels. All the ministers of defense have been called into a crisis meeting, and it's going on right now. And his words, he said, it's all because of your warning. They were trying to create an absolute takeover of the New World Order on all levels.
With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exists. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Li stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use a current coupon to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do.
Do you think you tipped off others that are fighting that internally shut it down? Or do you think they just didn't want to do it now that a bunch of people knew about it?
It was not a bunch of people. It was several hundred thousand people.
That's what I mean.
Yep.
Do you think it's the several hundred thousand and they didn't want to do it knowing that people knew ahead of time? Or was it that, or was there insiders who also tried to shut it down?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised. There's always people with good hearts in every areas of life. So I'm sure that some insiders have been feeling really bad about it. And often, when you look at these operations, I'm sure that many of these ministers and staff, that many of them are not comfortable with what they're taking part of.
Yep, exactly. So, they eventually have a conscience that grows. So how does this, go ahead.
Yeah, no, because this is with all kinds of criminality. That's why my website is Light on Conspiracies, totally nonviolent, but fearless exposure. Just aim the light right into the belly of the beast, because with all criminality, it can only occur in the dark, in the shadows. You know, as soon as you aim the light at them, they can't move. They're like cockroaches. They're like paralyzed. So that is what I believe happened. So what has this got to do with Corona?
Yeah, how does it tie in to this whole nightmare we're dealing with now?
The thing was, this was planned for October the 23rd and 24th, okay? On October the 18th, that's 5 days before, there was a virus simulation in New York called Event 201. And it's actually not 201. If you look at the logo, it's Event 21. The O is an orange globe. So actually, it's hidden in plain sight. It's Event 21 connected to Agenda 21. And have you had this about Event 201 on your show?
I have not. I've covered Agenda 21, but I haven't. And I've talked about the virus simulation, but yeah. I didn't go into it in depth. I mean, I've talked about the military stuff in Wuhan and those things.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what's more to it?
Okay, so this was 5 days before, and if you look at the drills that are always there, or simulations as they call them, it's right before it happens. A few days before, they practice, they do everything, and boom, then they go live. So 5 days before, there was this virus simulation where they followed the exact scenario that was started on January the 1st. It was named the coronavirus. They have the show reel. They have the fake news editing. All of they call it GNN instead of CNN. And all of it was the exact same thing that we've seen occur in the world was practiced in this simulation 5 days before these things that I believe that we managed to stop. So, and the simulation in that, the only difference was that the epicenter was in South America. There was 15 players there from the CDC and Bill Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and other players. They call them players in this whole thing. But there was no one from South America, even though that's where they said that this whole thing and the end result would be 65 million people dead. It was the exact virus they're talking about now. It's the same symptoms, the flu-like cyst. Everything was identical to what we see now. And then when you see who was the ones funding it, it was Johns Hopkins Hospital. They're the ones also whose maps are being used in mainstream media over and over again. I've interviewed the guy who made that map. His name is John Cullen. He was working for Oracle in Silicon Valley in the 90s and the late 80s, where he developed this exact map. And he says the way that they connected it with the numbers from the CDC that you can't trust anyway is absolutely horrendous. It doesn't match up at all. So you have Bill and Melinda Gates that was there, which are so central when it comes to depopulation. His father was the chief of Planned Parenthood, which was a Rockefeller Foundation, where it was very much into, you know that whole story.
Well, yeah, and Bill Gates funds depopulation, nonprofit organizations that work to decrease population worldwide.
That is it. Listen to his TED Talks. He says it in it. He says, we're too many on this globe or platform or whatever you want to call it, flat or whatever. He says the solution to overpopulation is part of the solution are vaccines, but officially vaccines are there to save lives. So how can that help with too many of us being alive?
Yeah, it can't. It's obvious. So they were injecting infertility drugs into vaccines in Africa. I did a report on that. It's evil. But, you know, in Wuhan, because I covered Wuhan as it was happening, I was one of the first ones covering it. In Wuhan, a lot of people died. Millions died in Wuhan. But I think they actually used it as a test spot for using 5G, and there's more pollution there. And I also think they took out dissenters, the Chinese Communist Party. I think Wuhan was a disaster zone. And so a lot of people saw Wuhan, and rightfully so, it kind of freaked you out because you thought if that was what the virus was. So they all planned it very well if they knew they were going to use Wuhan as what the virus is really doing, because a lot of people died in Wuhan.
Well, I have inside information in China who says the opposite, but I'm not here to speculate.
Really? Because because I've heard that a lot of people work, and I've heard it from people who cover the Chinese but not from the virus. They died about the same as people dying here from, but because they have more pollution, they have 5G, and they have, there was a lot of protesters in Wuhan that they got rid of.
This is the thing. Wuhan is not just any city. It's a city that is very famous for being rebellious against the state. And it's also the rollout of 5G, the first major rollout in the world. You know, there was more than 10,000 base stations rolled out in February 2019. And so the symptoms of 5G, when they switch that on, is very similar to the virus symptoms, that you have breathing problems, you have the runny noses, you feel like you have a fever.
Although people weren't collapsing on the street. I mean, they were collapsing in Wuhan. They weren't, and they had organ failure like overnight and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I've interviewed, you know, Chinese master healers who had family members in Wuhan and things like that. And she said that they were having massive organ failure overnight. I believe that was coming from the immune deficiencies out of 5G and the pollution. But they were burning people alive who were communist or who were protesters and dissenters of the Communist Party. So using Wuhan as a focal point was very powerful because it looked like there was this mass death going on.
Yeah.
And then you could establish that was what was happening. You know, I've been thinking about it a lot because I covered it a lot and I kind of feel bad that I contributed to fear, but there was something to be fearful of Wuhan because a lot of things happened. But that's not what's happening here or around the rest of the world. It's all bullshit. Mm.
Can I go back to October the 18th? Because the exact same day that the simulation was, you had the World Military Games in Wuhan, of all places. That was a United Nations Military Olympic Games, and you had more than 10,000 military personnel there in Wuhan. At the time, it was from more than 103 nations from all over the world were in Wuhan at that very same time. So I asked you, is it possible that this European mayhem was supposed to take place at the very same day that the Wuhan epicenter of the of this virus would spread, was supposed to be spread on the 23rd and the 24th, this whole thing. So you had total chaos in Europe. What would happen? All of these soldiers, more than 10,000 soldiers, would be called back to their home countries and thus bring the virus with them to all of these.
I think they did, because Tracy Beans did a really good article or research investigation where she showed there's this weird virus that started popping up in November, at least around the United States. And then it wasn't in huge numbers, but it was numbers enough where it was showing up on the stats. And they didn't know what it was. It wasn't the flu. It wasn't, so they sent people home. But then after they figured it, they started doing the whole coronavirus BS, those numbers went away.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Going forward. So they just classified it as coronavirus.
What I believe was planned was that all of these things with the drills, with the virus, everything was supposed to go live at the same time, like one massive global explosion with mass terror attacks, with famine, with radioactive disaster in Sweden, the port of Rotterdam knocked out, all of these coordinated attacks and the virus at the same time. And that was what was supposed to happen. And I think, I'm speculating now, but I believe at that crisis meeting in Brussels, where all the ministers, defense ministers from NATO were there, because once you start looking into what NATO really is, you will see it's a terror tool. It has nothing to do with defense. It's the New World Order terror tool. And so, was that meant to be? There was also, I was contacted by an Albanian officer the other day, and he said, after listening to me, he said that NATO had also planned an operation, a drill, a massive drill in Albania, built on a massive earthquake there. So there were soldiers from Croatia, Albania, and other countries there at the very same time. And you, I'm sure if you looked into HAARP and chemtrails, that nowadays they can create earthquakes with this weapon technology. So was that supposed to happen? Because that drill was from the 21st to the 24th of October, the exact same time. So I think it was meant to be like, you know, and the result of this would be a totally shocked world that would just accept everything and would be just moved into what we are now in total lockdown for our protection. It would also give the excuse to for once get the world one world army together, which is the US military, NATO, and the UN troops, which they've been wanting to for a long time, shut down the internet, make total censorship for our protection. It would also push for the cashless society a one world currency, because if you saw right at the beginning in China, they started disinfecting all the bills, saying, oh, the virus can spread like this. So they were trying to push that one as well. And that's where they're using Sweden now as a phenomena. Ooh, look at Sweden, it's so relaxed and every, and still there are no more deaths there than other places. Difference, Sweden is cashless more or less, and that's the difference. So they're using this to push forward this agenda.
Never mind that you can spread it with the credit cards and the plastic, but you know.
So true. I haven't thought of that.
even easier.
That's an excellent point. Thank you for that one. So no, and why we've been locked down, when I've seen I get reports from all over the world, and one thing is that the hospitals are empty. These war zones that we've been told about are empty. They're empty. I've got filmed reports from Finland, Hawaii, Japan, Denmark, here in Spain, England, 8 places in the U.S., Canada.
It's because they closed down all the alternative, the elective surgeries, anything not related to coronavirus, even people who had brain tumors that unless it was going to kill them right then, they'd send them away. They made it so that the hospitals were empty because they're going to go to this big surge. I think they're trying to destroy our economy on purpose on top of this.
Yeah.
They're trying to completely destroy, but they're forcing a lockdown on something, on a bed of stupidity. Whereas before, they were going to force a lockdown on something that the majority of us would go along with. Now they're forcing a lockdown on insanity.
But this is where I think that this missing part of the puzzle, if that had happened, this global disaster, well, then we would have accepted it. We would just say, yes, please, please keep us locked in, shut us down. Yes, please, more tanks in the street and SWAT teams breaking in, you know, because I coughed, you know, now you can knock down my door, not a problem. All of these things would suddenly fall into place.
But how come, why are they forcing it when they have no foundation? It truly is a house of cards, their situation now, where anybody who can critically think, you know, I mean, you're going to question everything, but now they're starting to get to some of the mainstream people who are a little bit more independent thinking, and they're almost showing them their true colors because it's so dumb. Why did they force it anyways?
What I think happened was that at that crisis meeting in Brussels, they decided we need to lie low for a few months, you know, until this blows over. There's too many people aware of this. We need to shut it down. So what they did was they decided to shut the operation down there, and then they waited until the 1st of January. That's an interesting date for you as well. There's 365 days, and it was exactly New Year's Eve, January the 1st was when the coronavirus started officially. And where did it start? It started exactly in the same areas where 5G has been rolled out massively. Massively. So there's a definite there's a definite connection between the virus and 5G. And what has happened, I've seen in many places that while we've been locked in, they're rolling out, they're building up these towers like boom, boom, boom. I'm in the south of Spain here, along the coast, it's been like, and they camouflaged palm trees and they changed the street lights into LED lights. But when you break them, take them apart, they have antennas in them. So they're rolling this whole thing out. And now they're saying, prepare for the next wave, the second wave. But there isn't any wave coming. This is the whole thing. I'm at a point where I've interviewed like medical staff very high up and very skilled doctors like Dr. Andy Kaufman, who was on London Real. I've other researchers and stuff, and they're like, it just doesn't match up at all. The official story is just built on absolute empty air. But what they say is the real virus is the fear virus that has come in our mind, where we fear each other, where social distancing is a major problem because it breaks down our immune system.
Yeah, this is where I disagree, though, with like Kaufman. And so, because I've interviewed a lot of top doctors too, and they have been able to identify the genome of this particular virus, and it is specific and it is identifiable. It's just not. It doesn't kill you, and it only kills you if you're older and you have comorbidities and you're not given hydroxychloroquine or any other thing that can actually solve the problem. And if you have a strong immune system, it's not going to kill you. But 5G that weakens your immune system on top of it will. Stress, like, now that's where I do agree with Kaufman on all that stuff. You know, I have an engineering science background, and so this, to me, I just dove into it. I wanted to understand it. I became obsessed. That's the difference. What I did is I became obsessed at trying to understand this. And I disagree that there isn't something there. And but it's not what they say. It's bullshit in what they say.
Yeah.
And that's 100%.
What I've seen are people getting sick, but just like you say, it's like a bad flu, and people that are very weak otherwise are then, they can die from it, just like they can die from pneumonia or normal cold. So when you look at the World Health Organization, which is central in this whole thing, you will see that many people think it's an independent organization, you know, that is funded by you know, countries all over the place.
The United States is first.
And Bill Gates.
Gates is second. And then I can't remember what's third, but I did a report showing all the different, when I was on Dave Janda's show and I pulled up their support. There's a lot of pharmaceutical companies that fund it. It is not an independent organization. That's very clear.
Yeah. And so what are they doing? Because everybody's listening to them. They're listening for their info. I mean, how do you diagnose COVID-19, who is the one saying this is the coronavirus and that is not, that's just normal flu? We're back to the World Health Organization giving the guidelines, and they have been pushing for anyone, even in a car accident, almost like if there's got a snotty nose after crashing into that corona, anything that could even be suspected to get on the corona list.
Yep. And then, they're definitely doing that.
Then you look at there's like other sources instead of the CDC, which I find totally corrupt. You have like there's a website that is a combination of different health organizations in Europe. It's called euromomo.com or .eu. And there you see the stats. It's like this. There's no more death than normal. And it's also with the symptoms of this virus, like if you take, for instance, let's say mainland China, on a normal year without the coronavirus, there's between 2.8 and 17 million deaths because of pneumonia and flu. So if you take away that and just label it corona without even having to enter the virus, you have a pandemic. But
you're absolutely right. It's the same thing, because I just did a report and I published it a couple days this week, looking at just the CDC numbers, if you can believe them, and there's statistically absolutely no increase. I mean, there's a little bit, but statistically irrelevant increase once you count in population increase and the aging population. It's just not, it's bullshit. And yes, it's very clear. Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's sad. But so that's what I mean there. Why are they building this whole lockdown on something that's so obviously BS?
I think they're desperate. I think that this dark empire has been ruling behind the scenes for such a long time, and we have been totally duped and asleep and in some kind of a trance and spell. And now millions of people are waking up. It's like popcorn. You know, like hard-headed, and suddenly, boom, it goes so instantly for so many people now, because the fog has sort of lifted and suddenly people can start seeing clear. So they are desperate. They are terrified, I think. So they don't have a choice, because it's like if they push too fast, they have an uprising on their hand, you know, because then it becomes too obvious. So they
which I think they're at right now.
I know.
Hello,
I know it's
I guess it's not for the masses. I don't know.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But it's like they can't push too fast, which is a blessing to us. And at the same time, they need to push fast because, and that's where 5G is the key. Because when you look at who is behind this whole thing, they're in the thousands. We are billions. We are billions. And so I have a friend who's who's into mathematics and statistics, and he said, it's like you are on a big beach, a beautiful sandy beach, and you pick up one grain of sand, that's them. The rest of the beach is us. So the only way they can control us is through deception. But they do have all the key positions of so-called control in media and all kinds of different positions, but they're still only in the thousands. So they need to push forward. And the only way that they can control us is through AI and 5G into smart cities. Once they get that in position, that's where they start. Then they can control billions of us, but with technology, not labor, sort of like hand on labor. So that is why 5G is crucial for them and so dangerous for us.
The AI mind control is what you're saying. They're going to do, because we know frequency, and you can do a lot with mind control. And it sounds whacked out, but it's true. It is true. And so you think they're going to use that in mass to just control us and force us to be their slaves?
No, not so much. Well, mind control as well. I mean, we are being targeted with incredible offense as well, because the difference between what you see on a street level and what you see in mainstream media is like there's no connecting dots at all. But it's more the whole push of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 into smart cities, where they can control everything, where your loo is speaking to your fridge, where it's speaking to your phone, to your TV, to your chip, so that they will have total check on you at all times. And where, if there's only a digital currency, if you don't behave, they can just switch you off. Sorry, you're out.
You don't think they'll take that next step level, you know, like Dr. Cyrus Parsa that was on my show, he thinks they're going to take that next step level and actually control you mentally. You think they're going to control you by just controlling everything around you?
They are total control freaks. They want to control everything, everything. I mean, it's a full spectrum attack on humanity, on all, whatever you can think of, they're trying desperately to do. This is also where, if you remember, there was a lot of vehicle attacks for a while there, trucks and vans and cars driving into crowds. Why was that? It's the old Roman template, problem, reaction, solution, where they wanted the vehicles to be the problem so that the solution would be autonomous vehicles, driverless vehicles, one step closer to smart cities again. You know, so there was, when you saw that there was these attacks that I looked into, so many of them, vehicle attack, truck, whatever, within a week or so in the same areas, you suddenly have a promotion of a driverless bus to the library now open up, or this, or driverless trucks. And at the same time, 5G sponsored for, you know, like the also many times where these things have happened are cities or communities with bad finances. So suddenly the finances went up like this. Whoa, what happened? They sold themselves, and they were being part of this whole manipulation.
Yeah, they sold themselves out. They're blackmailed. How do people get hold of you? Because you provide unique analysis that they're not going to get anywhere else, and that they, I mean, people need to follow you and really see what's going on. Where can they see your work?
It's not so easy anymore because I'm being shut down everywhere. For hate speech, I tell you, please find somewhere where I've said anything hateful. I don't think so. I said bullshit, that I did.
You're the kindest heart. You are like so kind. You can just tell when I'm talking to you. You've got the Prague Peace Prize. Everyone who knows you knows that you're just this beacon of kindness. And so for them to say that you're a bully and hate speech is absolutely absurd. They don't like your narrative. They don't like what you're saying. But to call you a bully or hate is absurd. Anyways, how can people, it's so crazy. How can people get a hold of you or see your stuff? I know it's hard, but What, I mean, you have a website. Do they keep taking it down? You have a Patreon.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've got my website is called lightonconspiracies.com. It is massive. It is massive. And what I also use it because we've been heavily attacked over the years. So now I come to a point where with my little team, I have a tiny little team of fantastic people around me that have created a platform that is more or less up until now able to take these incoming attacks. So what I'm doing is I'm opening the door for other people's interviews and material that are being shut down other places, and then take it in under this umbrella for protection so that it will get out there anyway. So lightonconspiracies.com. And as an exchange of energy, if anyone wants to support me, it's extremely appreciated, for so I can also have my team paid, you know, my family fed and so on. So there are donation buttons. There's I got a newsletter, a monthly newsletter, where I describe all of these things in great detail. A lot of pictures where I just point so that you can see for yourself. Oh my God! And also, I predicted now, I think it's 59 of these attacks up to 2 months before they happened on international radio. And you can see in the archives, this is when I said this is when I said it, boom, that's when it happened. This is when I said it,
wow.
Boom. So my
59 times, okay.
So my last night, my family name has actually become a verb. So hashtag Damagarden is to find out the clues.
That's excellent.
That is, it's not me who made it, but I thought that was really funny. So, and also I got a Patreon, patreon.com/ light on conspiracies. I'm trying to get on all different platforms because they shut down one, I get up on another. They shut down that, I get there. They shut down left, I go right. They up. It's a total.
No, we are so blessed to have you and for everything that you're fighting for and trying to get this information. I mean, 59 terror attacks that that is very impressive. I mean, that speaks for itself. So would you do me a favor and stick around for my Patreons and we can do a little short segment for them?
It would be my pleasure, Sarah.